Right now, I'm for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Chicago.
Hey, Elizabeth. Nice to hear from you. I'd ask you how things are in Chicago, but we're in Chicago, so I know. Things are great here in Chicago, aren't they?
Well, actually, I'm in Baton Rouge visiting family and friends right now, so I'm glad to hear that it's great in Chicago.
Glad I could bring you the news. Well, Elizabeth, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play the game, of course, in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Corva, what is Elizabeth's topic?
You say it's your birthday. We're going to have a good time.
Nice.
Whoa!
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corva Coleman, the hardest working woman in show business. For newscasting, anyway. Now, every day, someone somewhere is coming up with some new fantastically inventive way to mark their birthday just to distract themselves from the fact that they're one giant step closer to the grave. Well, this week, we heard about a birthday celebration that surprised even us. Our panelists are each going to tell you about three unusual parties, only one of which actually took place. Choose that real story, you will win our prize. Ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, first let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
Bobby Statman of Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, was nervous when his parents asked him what kind of party he wanted for his 12th birthday last week. But not as nervous as his parents were when he told them. Bobby, a local archery champion, wanted to have a party based on the legend of William Tell. Instead of the usual party festivities, Bobby proposed that he shoot an apple off his father's head. It took us aback, said Wilma Statman, Bobby's mom. But the family improvised brilliantly. Robert Sr. volunteered to be the target, as he had no choice. He borrowed a full suit of armor from a local museum. Word got out. The local fire and rescue and two TV stations were on hand to see Robbie shoot an apple off his father's head. Next year, the elder Statman said, we'll just get a piñata.
A Wisconsin boy makes a William Tell overture to his dad, and it's accepted.
Nice. Come on.
Your next story of a creative birthday bash comes from Amir Halim.
David Rydell wanted a backyard barbecue with friends and family to celebrate his 35th birthday. He wanted the dress code to reflect what he wore when he arrived on the planet. In other words, Rydell wanted to wear his birthday suit, and he wanted his guests to wear their birthday suits in honor of the occasion. Determined to at least embody the spirit of being naked, Rydell hired a team of body painters from the graphic design department at nearby Antonelli College. Because the art students used airbrushes, they were able to work quickly on arriving guests. There were some very creative designs on hand. Rydell's Aunt Jean traded in her spring dress for a body painting of Charlie Brown's yellow shirt with the jagged black stripe. And shorts, of course. The party was a smashing success until some of the revelers started to jump into the pool. It was a tough way to discover the paint wasn't waterproof, said Rydell, which added to a bigger problem as Rydell's neighbors videotaped the proceedings and uploaded the footage to YouTube.com. After 400,000 hits to the website in 1 week, Rydell's been disowned by his parents and siblings, and his best friend hates him.
A birthday suit-themed birthday party goes awry in Cincinnati, and your last story of a truly inspired party idea comes from Sue Ellicott.
Ask most boys what theme they'd like for their birthday party, and the chances are they wouldn't request the news hour with Jim Lehrer. Henry Shalley of St. Paul, Minnesota, though, isn't most boys, and he's only 3. But so addicted is he to the evening PBS show, which his parents have watched with him during dinner since he was born, that he got his mum to bake him a cake with the photos of the show's correspondents, rejected Clifford, Dora the Explorer, and SpongeBob SquarePants, had his mum make paper hats with pictures of the show's correspondents, and the mum asked host Jim Lehrer to send an autograph photo. To my youngest fan, he wrote, from Jimmy Jimmy Bobo, which is what Henry calls him.
All right, then. Here are some party themes for you, Elizabeth. From Charlie Pierce, a William Tell-themed party with a real apple shot off a real head by a real boy. From Ame Harleem, a party in which everybody wore their birthday suits, which seemed to be a good idea at the time until the rest of the world got to see it. And from Sue Ellicott, the story of a News Hour with Jim Lehrer-themed birthday party for a 3-year-old. Which of these is the real story of a birthday party in the news?
Well, I'm under strict orders to be witty by my husband, but I don't think I can be witty because I know that the answer, I think, is the news hour with Jim Lehrer.
Really?
That's the one I'm going to have to go with.
So you're facing a choice between being funny and being knowledgeable.
Yes.
That's the choice that we face every week, and you know what we try to do. So I understand your dilemma. Your choice, then, is Sue's story.
Yes.
Of the birthday theme of the news hour.
Rather surprising.
Okay, well, let's see if you're right. We actually spoke to someone who had intimate knowledge of this party's theme.
I autographed a photograph for the little boy, Henry. Happy birthday. He called, according to his mother, he calls me Jimmy Bobo. So I said, happy birthday, Henry, from Jimmy Bobo. And I've had to live with that.
That was none other than Jimmy Bobo, host of the News Hour on PBS, talking to us about the party
actually,
in his honor.
What's his last name? Banana Fanafofo?
You know, they're always worrying about their ratings and stuff and getting younger, you know, the demographic skews too old. If they change the title to the News Hour with Jimmy Bobo, they just may find...
That's true.
Things go through the roof.
Congratulations, Elizabeth. You got it right. You win our prize. Carl's voice in the home answering machine. I'm very impressed. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
And come back to Chicago soon. We miss you.
I shall.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.